is a podcast recording for The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded April 25th, 2003.
During the 1930s, when I first became interested in nature, my hometown, Albion, was really an agricultural community. The biggest businesses were farming and food processing. Our farm was just under 100 acres, with a dozen and a half milking cows and the corn, small grains, pasture, and hay fields required to maintain them. The rest of the farm was in fruit trees and a rotation of tomatoes, peas, cabbage, and truck crops. It was a typical farm of that day. Even though Albion was within commuting distance of Rochester and of the industries which fringed Buffalo and Niagara Falls, residential development had not made serious inroads into the agricultural acreages. The result was large meadows, pastures, and crop fields. Woodlots were small, but there were extensive orchards replete with nest sites and with an understory that was mowed periodically to control trees, shrubs, and perennial weeds. This complex accommodated the nesting of over 60 species of birds. For a 12-year-old nature enthusiast with a penchant for ornithology, this was auspicious. Among other things, this favored our native sparrows and blackbirds, along with that magnificent gentleman from the Orient, the ring-necked pheasant. Starting in mid-April, within a week of the first nesting of bluebird and robin, the song sparrow initiated the nesting season of the native sparrows on the farm. None of those sparrows were spectacular in any way, but each spring a portion of my day was devoted to the enjoyment of their activities and their music. Before the song sparrow's first brood had left the nest, vesper sparrow, field sparrow, and savannah sparrow had secured their nest sites. A brief review of the lifestyle and music of these plain birds will show how the 1930s farm habitats met their needs. The song sparrow nests in almost every habitat in Orleans County. I have found song sparrows nest in clumps of orchard grass, in perennial weed fields, in foundation shrubbery, in young spruce trees, in raspberry bushes, even in the weeds growing between the tracks in an infrequently used farm road. The nests are usually very near the ground, but I have seen them in shrubs as high as 10 feet above the ground. The nest is a somewhat ragged cup formed of grasses, weed stems, and bark strips, neatly lined with finer materials, including plant vascular bundles and hairs. I can remember a time when horsehair was common in birds' nests. To locate the song sparrow, look for a slim, long-tailed sparrow with a prominent black spot in the center of its streaked breast. It starts its territorial song during the first mild days of spring. The vesper sparrow, on the other hand, prefers low grasses, corn stubble, or fallow crop fields. Its nest is a primitive cup of grasses, often filling a shallow depression in a field. Normally, it is partly concealed by a plant such as spring rocket or dandelion. As the name implies, the vesper sparrow sings frequently at nightfall, most often from stones, fence posts, or power lines. I had a favorite spot on the farm in a field used for raising truck crops from which I could hear three or four males singing throughout the nesting season. Look for a streaked sparrow with white outer tail feathers, chestnut-brown shoulders, and a sweet, lilting voice. The song of the field sparrow made it one of my favorites. It has a sweet tone and an interesting cadence. This small, unstreaked sparrow prefers habitats with perennial weeds and shrubs. Its reddish-brown, unstreaked crown, clear breast, and pinkish bill and feet distinguish it. The male sings constantly from the summit of a shrub or tall weed. There, tail pointed at the ground, head thrown back, it trills with gusto. The savannah sparrow is a look-alike of the song sparrow, but its tail is shorter and notched at the tip. It lacks the song sparrow's central breast spot, and the line over its eye is yellow, not off-white. It nests in abandoned fields or meadows, choosing clumps of grasses or weeds. Its song is thin, but has a mystic quality about it. These are the sparrows of meadows, pastures, and casually tilled fields I learned to enjoy as a boy. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.